Now it's time for 49 Voices, and we're keeping the Halloween theme going with Carissa Pierce, who writes under the moniker The Fermented Alaskan. Pierce lives in Anchorage, but creates drink recipes for the New Orleans-based company Tales of the Cocktail, and we got her to share some of her favorite Halloween-inspired concoctions.
I go out and hike and pick blueberries and cranberries and golden berries and salmon berries, and I'll turn it into liqueur. So my friends kept asking me to make more, and I started making more, and then they're like, well, you should make cocktails out of these. Halloween is my favorite holiday, so I do a party every year at my house, and it's all Halloween-themed drinks. So I do candy corn cocktails and Sour Patch Kid shots, and I'll use some of my infusions in there and pop a little piece of dry ice in it so it's all smoky and spooky. The cider, it's super easy. You can get your favorite brand, and I'll put it in a pot on the stove, and I dump an entire 16-ounce bag of Brock's Cinnamon Red Disc candies in it, and I'll heat it up and stir it until it melts, and then I just stick a ladle in there, and people can come up and get their own cider, and it's cinnamony and delicious. I also, for the alcoholic version, I will add whiskey to it. My favorite Halloween cocktail is a spin-off, The Corpse Reviver, and I call it The Walking Dead. So it's I infused gin with fresh cherries, and then I have lemon thyme infused gin that I mix with it. I put an orange liqueur, which I use Grand Marnier. You can use other orange liqueurs if you want. I use Lillet, which is a fortified wine, fresh lemon juice, and orange blossom water spray on the top, and I pop a piece of dry ice in there. And it's mind-blowing, the flavors. I do love candy, so if I can, you know, stick a Reese's Pieces and infuse it and make a cocktail out of it, it's fun for me. I get to play a little bit and act like a little kid, so.
Carissa Pierce lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.